This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning, this is Chris Witts and it's Morning Devotions. I've heard a number of people over the years say as they gaze into the night sky, looking up at the heavens and the stars at night, they say, I just don't understand how someone can't believe in the existence of God. It's too amazing not to believe that the Lord created it all. It just couldn't have happened on its own. And yesterday I opened up this huge topic, do you believe in God? Something like 74% of Australians believe in a God, although many are not sure what he's like. They kind of sense someone is up there. But when we try to move beyond that statement and define who God is, well, of course, there's lots of different opinions and profound disagreements. And more often than not, when Australians say they believe in God, they're speaking of a God of their own making. But let me say what the Bible says in Hebrews 11, verse 6. It's quite clear. He who comes to God must believe that he exists and that he is the rewarder of those who seek him. And I think that's a good place to start as we look at this big topic, and again, I'll do it tomorrow. Robert Beller has written a book called Habits of the Heart. He's an American author, and he was particularly interested in the American belief systems, and he made some interesting discoveries. One of the people he interviewed for his book was a lady named Sheila Larson. She was a young nurse, and she describes her faith when she was asked about a faith in God as Sheilaism. This is what she said. I believe in God. I'm not a religious fanatic. I can't remember either the last time I went to church, but my faith has carried me a long way. It's just my own little voice. And so that's what Robert Beller called Sheilaism after her. Her name was Sheila. So he pointed out that many people today have got this cafeteria approach to religion. I'll just take a little bit of this and a little bit of that and blending it together like a person shops along the cafeteria line of religion, picks up what they want, and leave behind what they don't want. Jesus may even be the main course on that tray, but there's also a variety of other beliefs, such as the idea of reincarnation, or a belief that hell doesn't exist, or the notion that God is somewhere, or maybe it's like the Force in Star Wars, and there are other ideas like that. But to try and clarify here, the Bible says we're not left alone in our own device to try and work out who God is or make him in our own image. We can no more determine who God is than I can determine today who you are. I've never met you, but you listen to me, but I don't know who you are. So if we're going to get to know someone, we've got to really get to know them, meet them, find out about them, and ultimately you won't know them unless you talk to them. If it's like being on a bus, traveling on a bus, you don't know that person sitting next to you unless you want to you start talking to them and find out about them. Well, Christianity says that God has revealed himself to us through the Bible. The Bible is the inspired word of God. And of course, through that, we can know something of who God is. We can learn about him in the scriptures, in the Bible. We can't know everything about God because God is infinite. We are finite. We're not infinite, but we can know something of who he is by what is revealed in the Bible. There was a little girl who was drawing a picture one morning at the breakfast table. Mother said, what are you drawing? The little girl said, I'm drawing a picture of God. And her mother said, well, that's nice, dear, but no one knows what God looks like. And the little girl said, well, they will now. Well, in truth, you know, we're often like that little girl and like Sheila Larson. We draw a picture of God in our mind's eye after the fashion of who we think he ought to be. And we make that the image that we think God is. In fact, the only way really that you and I can know who God is by learning from the Lord himself. God revealed himself through Jesus in the Bible. That's really our only source of truth. We may come to a place where we believe that God exists. Then the question is, how can we know him? And Christianity says that we can know him through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, Heavenly Father, why do we want to often stray away from truth? It's easy, Lord, to listen to other people's opinions, but open our ears to hear the real message from your word. And Lord, may that be so, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.